Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing to teach on a subject I've entitled, You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It. This is my third week. It's my third teaching in a series that I'm doing, and this teaching is entitled, It's in the Spiritual Realm. So what I've done the first 2 weeks is established that Jesus has already provided everything for us by His grace. It's already been done. Faith doesn't move God. Faith doesn't make God do anything. God moves by grace of His own free volition. You can't force Him into doing anything. You can't back Him into a corner. You can't make God do anything. God has already done everything that He wanted to do through Jesus. Before you needed salvation, He died for your sins and paid for your sins before you ever existed. Before you ever needed healing, Jesus already bore your stripes and produced healing in your body. Before you ever needed prosperity, God already provided salvation. And part of that salvation was also prosperity. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Everything that you ever need is already provided, and so you don't have to get God to do anything. He's already done it. It's in the spiritual realm. And what I've been doing this week is trying to get across this point that it is not in the physical realm that God has already moved and provided everything, but there is a spiritual realm outside of us. There are spiritual beings, spiritual reality all around us. There are angels and demons around us constantly. God is in the spiritual realm, and there's also a spiritual you on the inside. And there is more to reality than what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And this is just radical to the average Christian. And yet, it shouldn't be. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, that we look at things that cannot be seen. That's what the Bible says. And then 2 Corinthians 5, 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. With most Christians, they walk by sight and not by faith. They don't ever look at anything that they can't see. They are limited to their five senses. But God created us as spiritual beings, and we can perceive and interact with the spiritual world that's around us. We can operate from our born-again spirit and not just have to operate out of your brain and out of your emotions. There is a spiritual realm, and it's in the spiritual realm where God is and lives and moves. When you need something, God has already provided it in the spiritual realm. You don't need God to move. God has already done it. I know that the things I'm saying are just radical to some people, but that just shows us how far we are removed from the way God created us to be. There is so much more to you than just your physical body. As a matter of fact, I think it was Kenneth Hagin said it this way. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. But the way that that is stated is that the real you is a spiritual being. When a person dies, their physical body dies and it turns back to dust. But their spirit and their soul leave, and they go instantly into the presence of the Lord. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them a physical body, and they had a soul, but there was no life into them until God breathed into them the breath of life. And in the Hebrew, that word for breathe, it's actually talking about spirit. It's the same word that's used for spirit. Spirit is talked about as your breath. As it says in James chapter 2, verse 26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The thing that gives life to your physical body is your spirit. When God breathed or put the spirit into man is when they became a living soul. It's what gives life to us. And if your spirit leaves, then this physical body dies. But you don't die. The real you is a spiritual being. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. And people that don't acknowledge that we have a spirit, people that don't acknowledge that there is a spiritual realm and there are activities and things going on in the spirit that you can't perceive with your little peanut brain. If you don't acknowledge that, then you aren't dealing with the real thing. A scripture that I referred to yesterday or the day before is over in Ephesians chapter 6, I believe it's verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is behind so much of what's going on. And when you are only trying to resolve problems in the natural and you aren't dealing with the demonic power that is instigating and causing all of this problem, then you aren't dealing with the root cause of things. And there are some people that they just constantly putting out fires and trying to deal with this and appease this person and deal with this. What you should be doing is going past all of the flesh and blood that is giving you problems and go right to the source of it, which is demonic things, and bind them and just command that this is not going to happen. And you deal with the root of the problem. I know that there's some of you looking at me. I wished I could see you right now because some of you are like a calf looking at a new gate. Like, oh, I've never heard this before. I've never seen this before, obviously. And so you're just dealing with the surface level. You know, it's like if you've got weeds in your garden, you go and you just cut them off at ground level, but you leave the roots. And those things are just going to grow back. They'll still grow and they'll multiply. And this is the way that so many people, so many Christians are dealing with things because they don't acknowledge the spiritual reality behind what's going on in the physical. You know, I believe there's people that'll say things like, I'm a self-made man or a woman. Nobody controls me. I really don't believe that that's accurate. There are forces operating upon your life and exerting influence on you constantly. God is constantly trying to draw you to Himself and to give you life and to help you and to bless you. And you've got an enemy, the devil, it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, who as a lion goes about seeking whom he may devour. So you've got God trying to influence you for good. You've got the devil trying to influence you for bad. And you say, I myself, nobody tells me what to do. If you aren't following God and if you're doing your own thing, then Satan is the one that's inspiring that. And you don't even recognize it. But I tell you, I've dealt with so many people. I have people come to me at our Gospel Truth seminars and they go to telling me their problems. And I am just absolutely shocked sometimes and overwhelmed at how messed up a person's life can get. And I've often told people, I said, you couldn't make this big of a mess of your life on your own. Do you realize that this is the devil, that you have cooperated with him? It takes supernatural, demonic power to get your life as screwed up as what you're describing to me. And I don't say that to hurt people, but I do it to let them know that they think, well, no, I've been doing things my own way, and this is just natural. No, it's not just natural. Satan is coming against you. The devil is fighting you, and if you aren't submitting to God, then by default, you are submitted to the devil. The devil loves to make you think that you're the one who's just doing things your own way. Doing things your own way is doing things the devil's way. Anything that's not following hard after God is just releasing Satan's power. There is a spiritual realm. You are being constantly influenced by God or by the devil. There are demons and there is the Holy Spirit who are constantly influencing you and drawing you, and you get to choose. God's not going to force His way upon you. You choose, but the only good choice is to choose God. But you need to recognize there is a spiritual world, a spiritual realm. There is a spiritual you. There are things going on in the spiritual realm. Let me use an example out of the Old Testament to make this point. In Daniel chapter 9, I'm not going to take time to read all of this, but Daniel was praying for a revelation about Jeremiah's prophecy. Jeremiah had prophesied that the children of Israel would be in captivity for 70 years. And 70 years had come and gone, and yet they were still in captivity. And so Daniel was asking the Lord about wisdom. And what does this mean? And of course, the answer, this is not the point I'm wanting to make, but just to answer that question, the Lord revealed to him, he was talking about 70 weeks of years, or 7 times 70, 490 years, and that was exactly what God had prophesied. But anyway, Daniel was seeking revelation on this, and so he began to pray and seek the Lord in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. And I won't take time to read all of these scriptures, but if you read it, it only takes about 3 or 4 minutes. And you come on down to verse 19. This is Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. He says, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake. O my God, for thy city and for thy people are called by thy name. And in verse 20 it says, And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, this is actually talking about the angel Gabriel, this is the same one that appeared unto Zacharias and told him that his wife Elizabeth would have a child in their old age, which was John the Baptist, and this is the same Gabriel that appeared unto Mary and announced that she would conceive and have a virgin birth and give birth to the Lord Jesus. And so the man Gabriel, or the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Now, this is very, very important that you understand this. Look what Gabriel said in verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplication, prayer, the commandment came forth from God. God commanded Gabriel to give Daniel his answer about Jeremiah's prophecy at the beginning of his supplication. Now, this is super important that you understand this. Most people think that God is God Almighty, and that if God was to do something, if God willed something, the moment that God moves, then boom, it would just be evident. For instance, if God really healed you, then your body would be healed. You wouldn't have any pain. You wouldn't have any symptoms. There would be no indications of sickness in your body at all because, you know, there's no such thing as time, space, distance with God. If God was to move, if God really healed you, then boom, you'd just be healed. Here is an instance where the Scripture says God gave a commandment to Gabriel to go and tell Daniel his answer. And yet, it took around 3 or 4 minutes before what God had commanded Gabriel came into physical manifestation. Now, that's not a long period of time, and most people will say, well, man, 3 or 4 minutes, I can handle this. But it establishes a precedent. God moved. God gave a command. And it took a period of time in between when God said, do it, before it was done. And somebody might think, well, what are you saying? Are you saying that God is limited by time or space? I don't, you know, this is one of the benefits of having the relationship with God that I have. I didn't go to seminary, and have somebody teach me what God was like, and then I try and relate to God that way. I had an encounter with God, and God revealed Himself to me, and I have gone to the Word and studied it. And you know what? I don't have a system of theology over here that says God is omniscient and omnipresent and this and that and all of these things, and I try and make everything fit into that. I don't have a system of theology. I have a relationship with God, and I just go to the Word, and if it says it, I believe it. And so somebody said, but the, you know, it is one of the great doctrines of the faith that God, you know, there is no such thing as time or space with God. I don't care what anybody says and how they came up with that doctrine. Here is an example. And this is all that governs me is what the Word says. I am not tied to some theological position. This says God gave a command at the beginning of the supplication, and it took about 3 or 4 minutes for it to come into physical manifestation. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why it happened. Maybe Gabriel had to pack a bag. Amen. Maybe he needed a toothbrush or, you know, I'm being silly, but I'm saying, I don't know what was going on. Maybe he was on the other side of the universe and it took him about 3 minutes to cover 100 million light years. I don't know what the deal was, but I can see that God gave a command in the spirit realm and it took around 3 or 4 minutes for what God did in the spirit to come into physical manifestation in the physical realm. And some people just struggle with that. I don't have any problems with it, is what the Bible says. I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. Does this mean that God isn't God or that God isn't omniscient or all-powerful or whatever? No, it just means that's the way that it is. It's no problem to me. The reason I'm making a big deal out of this is because there are people that think, well, if God really healed me, I'd instantly have no problems. I wouldn't have anything. I could go to the doctor. The doctor would verify it. And here's physical proof that, yes, God moved. That's not always so. I have seen, I couldn't tell you the number, but I'm sure it's thousands and thousands of people that I've prayed for. For instance, in Mark chapter 16, in verse 18, I believe it is, it says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It didn't say that they are instantly healed. It just means they recover. If you study the word recover, it means you recover. You get better gradually. It's a progressive type of thing. I couldn't tell you the thousands of people that I've prayed for and that they still look the same. There wasn't any physical manifestation at that moment, but the healing power of God had begun and they just recover. You know, I've got a Healing Journeys DVD that we put out, and many of those people recovered rather gradually. One of them, I can think of, Mercy Santos, was in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis, and she just believed that she was healed, and she started doing things, and within, I forget the exact period of time, 6 months or a year maximum, this woman was out running and doing things. She had been in a wheelchair, and now she was able to run, and she started recovering. God moved, but it sometimes takes a period of time from when He speaks and does something before it physically manifests. For instance, in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark, you can see the same thing, that Jesus spoke to a fig tree and cursed it and said, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever." And the moment that Jesus spoke, that fig tree died. But did you know it was the next day, about 24 hours later, before the disciples saw what had happened. In the roots, it died, but that was under the surface. You couldn't see that. It took about 24 hours for what happened below the surface to come into physical manifestation. Likewise, God moves in your spirit, and there may be a period of time based on this passage of Scripture. When God commanded Gabriel, He gave a command, but it took 3 or 4 minutes before what God had commanded to come into physical manifestation. Sometimes there is a period of time. There's an instance in the book of Luke where Jesus spoke to the lepers and said, "You're healed. Go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing the things that were commanded in the law of Moses." And it says, as they went, they were healed. Jesus spoke and told them to go offer this sacrifice. You only offered a sacrifice once you were healed. So He says, "All right, you're healed. Go offer the sacrifice." But did you know there wasn't just instantaneous manifestation? It wasn't a long period of time. It might have only been a few minutes or an hour at the most, something like that. But as they went, they were healed. They weren't healed just the instant Jesus said it. As they went, they were healed. In the 8th chapter of the book of Mark, you find an instance where Jesus prayed for a blind man, and he only got a partial healing, not because God only gave a partial healing, but that man could only receive part of it because he lived in a very wicked place full of unbelief, and the unbelief of other people can hinder what God wants to do. So Jesus laid hands on him a second time, and then he saw every man clearly. But it didn't just happen all at once. I tell you, these are important things that I'm saying. And the reason I'm saying it is because there's just a disconnect here. People think that if you can't see it, if you can't feel it, if there isn't physical proof, then that proves that God hasn't done anything. Daniel chapter 9, all of these other examples that I've given are proof that God moves in the spirit realm. And sometimes when He moves, there is a delay between when God moves and when you can say, amen, there it is. And I know a lot of the reasons why things sometimes are delayed, but I don't understand it all. I'm still learning myself. But I've shown you at least five or six different scriptures that prove the point that I'm making right here. This is really a powerful, powerful truth. And I want to contrast this with the next chapter, but you know what? I'm nearly out of time today. So if I get started, I won't be able to finish it on today's broadcast. I think I'll just save the contrast for tomorrow's program. But I really encourage you to listen in because this is important that you understand this. So remember that here is Daniel praying. And while he was still praying, it only took 3 or 4 minutes for him to pray this prayer. If you read Daniel chapter 9, verses 3 through 19, it only takes 3 or 4 minutes to read that. And while he was still speaking, the angel Gabriel showed up, gave him his answer to prayer, and said that God commanded me at the very beginning of your prayer to come and show you. And yet it took about 3 or 4 minutes for Gabriel to gather his stuff together, to cover the distance, to do whatever, and manifest himself. And that establishes some important things, that there is a spiritual realm. And there's things happening in the spiritual realm. God has already released His power. Things are moving and happening in the spiritual realm. And if you can't see it in the physical, don't stop what God is doing by your unbelief. Don't sit there and say, well, I went back to the doctor, and the doctor says, no, I'm not healed. Matter of fact, it's worse. And so that's proof that nothing's happening. God hadn't done anything. God hadn't moved. I'm not healed. The moment you believe that, and the moment you go more by what you feel in your body, but then what God says in His Word, you just stop what is going on in the spiritual realm. Boy, that's a powerful truth. And I know that there are some of you that this is just like, I've never thought this way before. Obviously, that's the reason that you only get what's in the natural. You don't get the supernatural because you can't believe that anything exists beyond your little peanut brain's ability to comprehend. Amen. Some people take offense when I talk about our peanut brain and think that's a negative confession. I'm just saying that compared to what you can perceive with your spirit, our brain is super limited, super limited. You can perceive things by your heart. God wants us to operate by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. I'm not saying that you don't use your mind, but it ought not to be the only thing. You also need to go by your heart. There are so many things that God has told me in my heart that went contrary to all of the conventional wisdom. It didn't make sense, and yet I obeyed it, and God has proven Himself, and it's been true, and it was led of God. I'm telling you that there is a spiritual realm, and this is where God has already given you everything. If you can understand what I'm teaching right here, this will really help you to receive this whole truth about God has already provided everything. I'm out of time now, but if you will listen, our announcer is going to give you some information about how you can get this product that we have on You've Already Got It. So please listen and then call or write today.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled, You've Already Got It, is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, You've Already Got It is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled, It's in the Spiritual Realm, free of charge. On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing journey of Mercy Santos. You can watch Mercy's story along with four other healing testimonies on Healing Journeys Volume 2. It's available on DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the New England area this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Caris Christian Center Sunday, October 2nd. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th, in Warwick, England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis more than 20 years ago. I had control of nothing. My arms, my legs, I had no control.
Each day I felt like I could wake up and my mom would be gone. It was really hard for me.
I began to feel helpless. The frustration of not being able to fix something when you're a fix-it guy.
Andrew put it so clearly. That's what freed me. The more I applied the word, then the healing will come. The healing will come. Just gradually, gradually. And that was okay for me because I knew that I was healed.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with Mercy Santos.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net.